Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Vice-President, and a very warm welcome to the delegation from Kiribati. Australia commends Kiribati on its efforts to strengthen human rights, including development of a national youth policy, a national disability policy, and national policy on gender equality and women's development. We also acknowledge the progress Kiribati has made in expanding access to essential services, particularly education and health. Australia commends the steps taken to reduce violence against women and girls and notes this remains a significant challenge within the existing criminal justice framework. Australia recommends that Kiribati, one, carries out in full the Family Peace Act of 2014 implementation plan in order to counter domestic violence and support survivors. Two, enacts legislation to strengthen criminal procedures, police powers and evidence laws relating to all forms of violence against women and girls, and ensures that survivors have access to legal safeguards, including protection orders and civil orders. Three, ensures universal access to sexual and reproductive health and rights is incorporated into the next National Development Plan for 2021 to 2025, consistent with UNFPA technical guidelines. And four, repeals sections 153 to 155 of the Penal Code and decriminalises all forms of consensual sexual relations between adults, including between adults of the same sex. Excellency, we wish you well in meeting these challenges. I thank you.